Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Glenn Stanton. It seems as though the agenda of LGBT activists is to start when kids are young, and we're seeing this in the drag queen story times, including the book subject matter that's being read aloud to kids. And in the state of Illinois has just joined three others now mandating LGBT history lessons in public schools. How can Christian children's media respond to all of this, Glenn?
Well, we have to be completely impatient about it. This is craziness that they're having, like, drag queen story hour in our schools. I mean, anybody of any common sense needs to see that, no, of all the things that we can be presenting to our kids in libraries during story hour and in books and things like that, it's just insane. I mean, literally. And parents should not stand for that whatsoever. But what they'll hear from the library is the shaming of civil rights. Well, don't you think that transgender people and cross-dressing people have their rights? You know what? Let them go do whatever they want to, but they don't have to bring it to our library, and they shouldn't bring it to our library, and they shouldn't be teaching it to our kids. And for parents and Christians, just to not be bullied by that. And it's stunning how libraries are falling into these pits. You know, who ever thought any of this stuff was a good idea? But it's this movement.
The American Library Association is endorsing this. So it's really all across the country. And maybe that's something we could be proactive about, is writing to our local library branches.
And going and meeting with the leaders of the local libraries, particularly if our local libraries do this, and simply to ask, don't be put on the offensive, but say, can you explain to me? I'm a parent. These are my kids. I love your library. I come here all the time. Can you explain to me the rationale behind this, why this is a good thing for any child? And do it graciously, do it kindly, do it nicely. But yeah, make these people answer for what they're doing. And that's the thing. The American Library Association has just been crazy radical leftist for decades. And so this is not surprising.
I recently saw that Phil Vischer, the VeggieTales creator, he said that we're going to need to be addressing this in our media. And of course, parents need to tackle this. And we need to have these discussions, because think about how confusing it must be for children. I just heard a friend, her daughter started college, and they asked her one of the first questions, what pronoun do you go by? And this was a homeschooled student, and she was kind of like, huh?
Right.
Yeah, just this is the culture we live in.
And we're seeing that more and more in schools at all levels, but particularly in college, when students show up, as they introduce themselves, have to introduce themselves by their preferred pronouns. And if they don't do it, they get absolutely shamed. And it's terrible. I had to do that one time. I went to this gender conference, and I go to these things to study and observe what's going on. And I was in a small group, and we had to go around and introduce ourselves and give our pronouns. And I didn't give my pronoun. And they said, would you like to give us your pronouns? And I said, no, thank you. I don't do pronouns. And he just passed on. But another guy across the room said, I'm feeling some hostility from Mr. Stanton just because I failed to give my pronouns. And that's the thing, is just say, you know what? No, I'd rather not. And people will be fine with that, or at least they should.
Right. Any other advice for us or wisdom as we move forward in this culture of confusion, Glenn?
It's very, very important for us to stand up on this issue in both love and truth. And I wrote a book a few years ago, Loving My LGBT Neighbor, Standing Firm in Love and Truth. And for us to love individuals, not compromising on grace, but also not compromising on the truth of the issue, and being strong and being gracious.
Where can people learn more about what you're doing there at Focus on the Family?
They can just type my name into any search engine, Glenn Stanton, Focus on the Family. Also, I write a good bit at a place called The Federalist, and I address a lot of these issues.
That's Glenn Stanton. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.